Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So one of the things that I believe about our experience of living in this life is that we are here to experience things. And it's something that I find kind of strange about our education system. Our education system focuses very much on developing the brain and the thoughts and the mind and all of that, and our logic and our analytical experience and our reasoning and whatever. But we can't know something unless we've actually experienced it and lived it. So, for example, one of my most favourite things, something that I absolutely love, are African thunderstorms. And I get excited every time in England when the thunderstorms start coming, but really they are a very pale comparison to African thunderstorms, and always a little disappointing. And the reason I'm sharing this is I could describe an African thunderstorm. I could describe the electricity that's in the air before, as one builds, especially at the beginning of the season in Botswana, where it hasn't rained for like 6 months at a time. And you can feel the energy and the particles in the air. And there's an excitement that runs through everyone, be them animals or people or whatever. And you can feel the tension building. And finally, you'll see these huge cumulus nimbuses starting to build and to grow, and you anticipate and you hope that after those months and months of dryness and not a single drop from the sky, that eventually you're going to get that rain. And finally, when it comes, there's almost like a delirious sort of drunken feeling as the rain pours from the sky. And so often it rains so hard that the roads and things turn to rivers. And it's such a fabulous experience, and the lightning and the thunder. And I as you can tell, I get excited just talking about it, let alone actually being there. My kids and I, especially on the first rains of the season, used to run outside and dance in the rain. It was, yeah, for us, it was a really wonderful experience. Now, living in the UK, where most people curse the rain because it rains all the time, it's very hard to get them to understand that excitement. They can't understand the feeling of not having rain for 6 months at a time, from the ground being dusty and dirty and everything dead, not from the cold, but from the dryness, from no rain. You can explain it to them, as I have done to you, and maybe you'll get a sense of it. But to really, truly, to have it in your heart and your cells and your memory, you have to actually go there and experience it and live it. And this is, I suppose, what I'm trying to bring through today, is that you can read books, you can watch TV programs, you can listen to people tell you things and learn them intellectually. But it is so different to actually going and experiencing them, because it brings a whole deeper depth of understanding. And I think that's really just what my encouragement is for today, is to learn things for all. Absolutely, I love learning, but not just to let it stop there, to take your curiosity and take it out into the world, to go and get those new experiences. Because I think that's what about living is really important. I think that's part of why we're here, is to truly experience life, to go out there and live and fully live and experience all sorts of different things, to revel in it and lap it up, whatever it happens to be it good or bad, because all of that makes you a richer person for it. I hope you've enjoyed this kind of a bit bizarre little episode today. As usual, there are links in the show notes below. There's links to my website, to my courses, to one of my free courses, a 7-day happiness boost, links to my social media, and links, as I said, on my website if you want to contact me for coaching or team coaching. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.